Today's Zamud for Chazara is Yavamas Chavez Min Aleph. We're holding on Chav Aleph from Abiz, 11 lines from the bottom. Shaloch Leira Mesharsha Mitapsania Lura Papi. So Mesharsha Mitapsania, he has to shout to Rapapi. Yelamdinu Rabbeinu, Eishas Achi Aviyav, Achis Aviyav, your grandfather's brother's wife, or your grandfather's sister, all these different types of great aunts, either your grandfather's sister, or your grandfather's brother's wife. So Mahu, what's the halacha? Were Chazal Gezer that they're considered a Shnia? Midalamata Erva Lamala Nami Gazube? Do we say that since the generation below that, your father's sister or your father's brother's wife, so she'd be an Erva, so Chazal were Gezer on the same type of lady from your grandfather's sister and your grandfather's brother's wife? Or maybe because it's a dar away, so people don't relate to them as much, it's not considered really related. So Tashima Mahin Shnia is like a Chashalu Badayu. Says the Gemara, bring you a raya, because a chafal from an aleph, we had a braisa, which listed the shniyos, and this wasn't in the list. So the fact that it wasn't in the list, you see, obviously it's mutter, to which the Gemara says that no, tana v'shayer, maybe the list isn't in a complete list, maybe it's only saying certain examples, but really there are more cases of shniyos. Now, my shayer, da shayer, what else is left out that you're assuming it's an incomplete list? You must have some inside information. What else do you know about that's missing? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you, shayer shniyos derbei Rabbi Chiya. It's missing a list of six shniyos that we're going to have a Chabezim and Aleph that Rabbi Chiya mentioned. So once you see anyways, it's obviously not a complete list, so maybe really these are also Aser, and it's not in the list of the Braisa, because anyways we see it's not a complete list. So it says the Gemara that Lamaisar Amimer Achshar Be'eshes Achi Avi Aviv V'Achis Avi Aviv. Now Lamaisar Amimer was Machshar, he held that the Chazal were not Geizer on these ladies, that they have an Isser of a Shnia. Amr li Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. Rav Hillel asked Rav Ashi that L'didi Chazi L'Shnia Ismar B'Rei D'Ravana. Now, Lamaisa, I saw a list of the Shniyais in my Brei D'Ravana's house, Ruksivan Shesre Liyasura, and it said 16 cases of Shniyais that are Asr. Now, my love, how do you get to 16? L'chair, it's because you have the Tamne de Masnisa, you have the aid of the Braisa on Amad Aleph, Veshis de Bei Rabbi Chiya, the sixth Rabbi Chiya that we're going to have soon, that's a total of 14, and then Vahanach Tarti, and then these two, that's how you get to 16, Hashitzri. Says the Gemaru Tamech, according to you, so why is it only 16? Shefsre Havin, it should really be 17. The last case that we had before this Shaklavataria was your mother's brother from her mother, your mother's brother Minaim, his wife is Aser. We concluded that it was that she's Aser, that she's considered a Shnia. So if so, you really have a total of 17, because you have three other cases besides the Braisa and Amad Aleph and Reb Chiya 6. So it says the Gemara, Holei Kasha, that's not Shver, in a Chanami. We're going to count all of these, so it's really 17. But Hanach Tarti, the Dami Ladadi, but these two, your grandfather's sister and your grandfather's brother's wife, since they're very similar, so therefore they're counted as one, and that's how you get to 16. And still I saw in the house, I saw the list, and it said that there are 16 shniyos that are all asr. So how could the Amemar say that it's mutter? So says the Gemara, Amar Le. So Rav Ashi says back to Rav Hillel, Amar Le, Ultamech, according to you, Yav Eksivla Eterem, Yav Esamcha Alayu. If it would have said that all the Shniyos are Mutter, would you rely on that? Of course not. Why not? The Marbrei D'Ravana, Michasim Alayu. Because who signed on this? Marbrei D'Ravana, who signed on this list in his house? Hashtanami, Dechsivli Sura, Lav Marbrei D'Ravana, Chasim Alayu. Also here, even now you saw the list and it says that they're Aser, but who says it's really an authentic Braisa? And as much as Amemar felt that Misva, it shouldn't be Aser, it should be Mutter. So who says it? This is an authentic Braisa. It's not like you know it's a real Braisa. It's a real list. It's an authentic list. And therefore, that's not considered a Kasha. I don't have to defend myself, or I don't have to defend Amema from that Kasha, because we don't even have it confirmed that it's even a legitimate list. So it says the Gemara right there now, that Tani Devei Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya taught six other cases of Shniyos. Shlishi Shebebnai Shebebitai. Third generation from your son and your daughter, meaning your son's granddaughter and your daughter's granddaughter, and your third generation from your wife's son and your wife's daughter, meaning your wife's son's granddaughter and your wife's daughter's granddaughter, those are all cases of Shnia. And the fourth generation using the line of your father-in-law and your mother-in-law, which Rashi explains means your father-in-law's grandmother and your mother-in-law's grandmother. Now really, that's only third generation, but obviously we're including your wife as one of the generations. The wife is then considered the fourth generation. Now Amar li Ravina l'Rav Ashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi that Maishna l'mala d'kachashav l'ishtai, Maishna l'mata d'kachashav l'ishtai. Why is it that we spoke about Chama v'chamaisai, so we included your wife, and that's why we called it four generations up? And yet when we spoke about the generations down, so we didn't include you and your wife, and we spoke about three generations down, even though it's really the same amount of generations. So says the Gemara, because Lamala Disur Mikoyach Ishtakase Chashavla. Lamata Disur Lamikoyach Ishtakase Laika Chashavla. When it came to going up, where the Isurim came from your father-in-law and your mother-in-law, so they're only Usur because you married your wife, so therefore we counted your wife. When it comes to the generations going down, they're Usur even without your wife, so therefore we didn't mention your wife as one of the generations. Well, ask the Gemara, it's not true. Even going down, there was a case that we didn't mention your wife. It's only because of your wife. When it came to your wife's son's granddaughter and your wife's daughter's granddaughter, so there this, there comes Mikayach, your wife, and still we didn't count your wife as one of the generations. So says the Gemara, that, yes, that's true, but that's just because I did the Tani, Shleisha Dairis, Lamata Diday, Vilechashva. So Taninami, Shleisha Dairis, Lamata Dida, Vilechashva. Once we spoke about three generations down from you, and we didn't include your wife because it was, had nothing to do with your wife, so then even when we speak about three generations down from her, line, and it is coming Mikayach your wife, but once we already left it out from the list going down, so we left it out from that list as well. Now Amar Leir of Ashilar of Kahana, that Shniyais to be Reb Chiya Yesh on Hefsek, Ein Lehem Hefsek. L'maisa, do we stop it at this third and slash fourth generation, or does it keep going throughout all the generations, further down and further up? So Tashima, do Amar Rav, Arba Nashim Yesh on Hefsek. We had before in Amar Aleph, the Rav said that there are four women that the Shniyais, that they stop right there, Mashma Vesuloi, Mashma none others, and therefore these ones do not have a Hefsek. They keep going. Also your great-grandson's daughter and your great-great-grandson's daughter, they're all Aser. Says the Gemara, no, Dhamuk when Rav said that there are only four that don't have a hefsek, there are only four, sorry, that have a hefsek, it could be he's going on the cases of the Braisa. But there could be there are other cases that have hefsek, like these cases of Rav Chiya. It could be they do have a hefsek. And it could be it's Dafka the third and fourth generation. So it says the Gemara Tashima, I'll bring you a raya from Reb Chiya's Lashon himself, because he said that Shlishi Viravi, it's Mashma Shlishi Viravi in Tfei Loi, it's Mashma that the Isra is Dafka that generation and not further down the line. To which the Gemara says that Loi, no, Dima Mishlishi Veilech Miravi Veilech. He just meant to say that from that generation, that's where the Shniyah starts, and then onwards, also throughout further generations, but not that it's Dafka by that generation. So there's no raya whether or not it has a Hefsek or does not have a Hefsek. Amalei Rav or Rav Nachman Chazimar Haimer Rabbanu Dasim Emarava. Did you see the certain Rav who came back from Eretz Yisrael? VaAmar, and he was saying over the Torah that he heard in Eretz Yisrael that Ba'u b'Marava that they asked in Eretz Yisrael Gazru Shniyais BeGerim. I like Gazru Shniyais BeGerim. Were they Geizer and Isra Shniyais on Gerim or not? So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman says back, what do you mean? If the Chayyur's Pasha that they weren't. Hashtu Ma Erva Gufa Yilav Shal Yoyim Ruba Megdusha Chamur LeGdusha Kala. If not for the Svara that it looks bad, really bad to Megerim is now a Ger is not related to his relatives. Well, a Gershon is Geir, is Kekotan Shanay Ladami. Why is it that a Ger is not allowed to marry his sister, who's not Jewish, or his mother, or even if they all convert? Why is it that the Ger is not allowed to marry his sister or his mother? So the answer is because it's Shalo Yaimru, it's just because Chazal said that it's Aser, so that it shouldn't seem really bad. That the Ger, when he was a guy, it was Aser for him to marry her. And then when he's a Jew, it's Mutter, it will look very bad. If not for that Svara, though, like Gazru Burabonan, Chazal would not have been Geizer. So Shniyais Mibai, so there's no reason for sure that the Chazal would make an Isser of Shniyais, and Mestama Chazal did not give an Isser of Shniyais to Gerim. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that Gerim Hayo Vasul Yada Neimu Bumilsa. Once we're speaking about Gerim, so let me say something else. That Achim Minaim Lo Ya'idu. If you have brothers who share the same mother, so they are not allowed to testify together. They're considered krivim, midrabanan, I guess. Then hiidu edus and edus. But lemaisa, if they do, so their edus is accepted because lemaisa they're not really related. Gershon is gairka katan shenagla dami. However, achimina av that they're totally not related. Even as gayim, they're not related. A guy doesn't have zera. We don't rely on the fact that that's his father. So then miidin lachatchila. So then they could even testify with each other lachatchila. He held that even Achim and Aim, they could testify. testify with each other lechatchila because the ma'isa, they're not related, and the Chazal never made a gzera on achim bichlal with when it comes to edus. Umayishna me'arayis. Now, why is it that by arayis Chazal made a gzera that they are considered related, yet by edus not? Because erva l'kol mesura, erva getting married, that's something that everyone can do on their own. It's not something that requires bezdin. So if a ger was allowed to marry a sister, so then it would look bad, and people might think that it's mutter, and it's something that everyone does on their own, and it might lead to bad things. However, edus of bezdin mesura, edus is something that bezdin's mekabel edim, the gershin is garg, katan shenol adami. So there's no concern that someone else is going to learn from these brothers testifying that brothers are allowed to testify, because anyways, they're going to go to bezdin, and bezdin knows the truth. And with regards to the gayim themselves, with the gayim themselves, so they're not really related, because gershin is garg, katan shenol adami, and therefore there was no reason to make a gzera when it comes to edus.